All right, welcome to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder, but you don't want to hear from me today. You want to hear from Huntington North Vikings head coach, Bob Prescott. Welcome to your own show.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be talking to you and our fans from our community, and it's another beautiful fall day right now.
Yeah, almost seems like a nice summer day.
Yeah, we got spoiled there early in the season, had a lot of cooler temperatures, and then that temperature came smoking back with some high humidity.
Yeah, it's going to be here for about a week, too, just looking at the weather forecast.
And so, you know, those are why we try to push our young men really hard in the summer and the conditioning to try to allow those things to pay off for us if it arises again. And so just so blessed with the way our young men work.
Well, Coach, let's talk about Friday's game. Columbia City came to town, and boy, it didn't turn out the way you wanted. It seems like the game started kind of like the first several did, strong in the first half, keeping it close, and then in the second half, Columbia City just kind of pulled away.
Yeah, they returned the opening kickoff for a touchdown. You never want to start a game that way. And so proud of the way our young men just kept their calm about them and kept their cool. We didn't panic, didn't throw our heads down and say the game's over. We came back and got a score to make it 8-7. They went for two off a fake. After the game, their coach told me their kicker wasn't able to kick, so they had set some stuff up. But, you know, we come back and make it 8-7 after the first. Interception by Lawson Sherrod that takes it in for a touchdown. And now all of a sudden we're ahead 14-8 in the second quarter, playing really well. They were physically much bigger than what they looked on film. Up front, they were stout and physically strong. Their quarterback is a sophomore kid that can really sling it. He's 6'5", 210. And had two wide receivers that were 6'3", apiece, senior kids, and really created some matchup problems for us. But I thought our kids battled and played so hard. You know, at one point in time, middle of the second quarter, like I said, we're still up 14-8. But we were really at times struggling to move the ball. I know in the first quarter we had, I believe, 18 plays for 84 yards. And that's a good start. We'll take that. And then in the second quarter, I believe we had 8 plays for maybe 4 yards. So our second quarter didn't take us very far. Trying to keep some momentum on our side, I went for a 4th-and-3 on our own 38. Would do it again, just trying to get momentum, and you got to keep an offense like that off the field. We did not get that first down, and it took them about 10 plays to score, so our defense played extremely well. We go in at halftime down 24-14. Our kids battled, but again, we struggled in the third quarter offensively to move the ball. And did not have a first down. In the first or second and third quarters combined, our offense had one first down. And it's tough to beat a team as good as Columbia City that came in undefeated when you can't move the ball and get your defense off the field. But our defense kept us in it. And then after they got up 38-14, our offense got a little rhythm and had a nice long drive and came back and scored in the fourth quarter. But a lot of good things done by our Vikings. So proud of their effort and what they're trying to get done. It just seems like the last 2 weeks, and we've really played some good quality opponents. I took a look online yesterday. Our strength of schedule is, I think, in the top 60 in the state right now with the teams we've played. That's for all classes. And so we're playing some quality teams. In the last 2 weeks, we had opportunities to, I really feel like, have an opportunity to beat two good teams, but we just don't finish plays enough or finish drives to make those little things happen. And we're not giving up on our kids, and I know they won't give up on themselves. We just got to continue to stay positive and grow every day. But a lot of good in that ball game Friday night, but a loss is a loss, and it still really hurts a lot.
Well, let me ask you this. First of all, when they take the opening kickoff back for a touchdown, as a coaching staff, and I don't know if you've had that happen to you before. I assume, and after a long career like you've had, it's probably not the first time that that's happened. But you know,
it's happened once or twice.
What do you tell your kids? What do you tell them to? You know, you're coming out. You've got the momentum. You've listened to some Thunderstruck in the locker room. You're out there all pumped up, and they just take that kickoff back for a touchdown.
Well, you know, we always have the mantra of the most important play is the next play. And so we try to build that within our kids, make sure that they understand how critical that is. And I've seen it where our kids have responded really well, and I've had it where we didn't respond after that and made it for a really long night. But just our kids kept their composure. I know some of our coaches have mentioned in the past, when that has happened, it's been hard for our kids to recover. And so our kids are doing a great job of just growing and being positive and believing in each other. And that's nice to see because, boy, when you start like that, there's times you think, oh, boy. And, you know, sometimes you think, okay, are we ready to play right now? Because if we're not, it's hard to get that thing recovered and going. And I just thought our kids came back and just kept their composure and they're cool, and it's great to see that they've grown that much and believe in things that they can recover and come back and take the lead.
Now you talk about your team just kind of bogging down in the second half. Anything you're seeing, you know, physically or is it more mental or a combination of both?
You know, really for us, our second and third quarter offensively, I think part of it was we got whooped up front. Their defensive line owned the line of scrimmage. They were playing in a 5-3 and really tightened things up inside. You know, we were trying to run it to where we thought they were giving us a seam or a crease to get the things. And we did not do a good enough job of blocking up front. And it makes it tough. You know, we've now gone back-to-back weeks where we've thrown, had multiple or double-digit pass attempts, and I have no problem doing that. But sometimes when we're in that phase, that makes it a little hard for us. We're not quite built for that, and I don't think it fits the positives of our overall team. And so when you've got to go to that, you've got to be efficient. And we were only 3-for-10 passing Friday night. And so you just got to keep searching and you know, find ways to simplify things. And, you know, football is a beautiful game, but it's also a very simplistic game. You know, the team that blocks better and tackles better usually wins. And we just did not do well on the line of scrimmage with our offense, and it's hard to move the ball when that happens.
When we take a look at the offense against Columbia City, who stood out for you guys?
You know, when you look at it statistically, it's not very pretty. I think we had approximately 57 plays for maybe 150 yards, somewhere in that range. So we didn't have it. We were able to hit Devin Newcomb on a wheel route for our first touchdown. And so it's good to get him going in the passing game. He's a very gifted athlete, and we truly try to put him in different spots to get him going. You know, Lawson Shares had back-to-back weeks where he's ran the ball really hard for us. But, you know, when you're under 3 yards, when you're average under 3 yards of carry, it's kind of tough. And so Reed Johnson stayed in at quarterback and took a beating all night. We got a chance to get Keegan Landrum in the fourth quarter, and he done some things well running the ball as a quarterback. But, you know, as a whole unit, we struggled, to be honest. And so we'll go back and get after it this week, have a great week of practice, and I'm sure our offensive unit will perform much better.
On the defensive side of the ball, what'd you see and who stood out for you there?
Well, we went in with the game plan. We knew that they had an explosive passing attack. And so, like I said, they had 2 6-foot-3 receivers who are their main targets. So we put a lot of weight on Devin Newcomb and Lawson Scherer as our corners, and was going to tell them, you're going to be on your own a lot tonight at times, and try to help put our free safety to help in some other places. And I thought they held up extremely well. I thought our defense overall played well and done a lot of good things. They did end up with 4 passing touchdowns overall, but we had 2 interceptions. We also created a fumble turnover for us and done some really good things. And I really think it's one of those situations, if our offense could have played better, then our defense wouldn't have had to been on the field as long as they were. And statistically, it would have looked better for us. But I thought our defense fought and came after it. We didn't get enough pressure on their quarterback. That's something we'll look at and keep adjusting to get better there. But I thought from a coverage perspective overall, I thought we'd done a pretty good job Friday night.
Well, let's go ahead. Who is your B&K Root Beer Stand Huntington player of the game?
We're going to go with senior Isaac Hill this week. He's a senior linebacker, third-year starter. He's played really well. We've asked him to take on a different role and learn some different keys to react to this year, and he's done a great job with that. Had a big fumble caused on a kickoff coverage and was the first guy down the field, and made contact within the 20, inside the 20, and created a fumble for us. And he's really playing solid. He works hard. He's one of our leaders and really doing an outstanding job for us this year.
Well, congratulations to Isaac. Let me ask you one more question before we move on to next Friday's game. A lot of these kids, you are their second, third head coach in a matter of 4 years. Have they adjusted well to the change? I mean, I know it means a lot if you're in a pro or college, but in high school, you're still bringing in, they're still learning different schemes, different play calls, things like that. Have they adjusted well?
I believe so. I've been so proud of them from the get-go. I think they really have tried to buy in. They've worked hard and done everything that we've asked of them. And so, and I've shared this with them and tried to share it in our community as well, that we are trying to, their buy-in and what they're trying to do and what we're asking of them has been the best that I've been around in all my years of coaching, coming into a new program. And I'm just so grateful and blessed for that. I think they're done an outstanding job. It is a completely new offense. Defensively, we're doing some different things with our expectations of them, and I do believe that they have bought in and they're doing everything they can. It's on me. It's my fault as the head coach and leader of this program that we're 1-3. It has nothing to do with our players. They're doing everything that they can. And so, I've got to do a better job and give our players opportunities to win ball games.
All right, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the coach, Bob Prescott. All right, so we put that game behind us. We move on. You guys traveled to Belmont. Is that correct on Friday?
That is correct. Going to Belmont.
All right, so what are we going to see from Belmont on the offensive side of the ball?
They're going to be in an option scheme. Brand new coach there as well. They've struggled. They're 0-4. They've done some things. This last week, they lined up similarly to what we've seen with Warsaw week 1, with kind of being in that Georgia Tech style of offense. I should say the old Georgia Tech style of offense, not the new Georgia Tech style that got beat by the Citadel yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say that didn't do them very well this past weekend.
Yeah, and so... But the true option, or we want to say what Navy is currently doing, that's their style. Last week or the previous week, they tried to be more in shotgun and pistol against Columbia City. And then this past week against Norwell, They were back, you get back under center, trying to run triple option, some rocket toss. They've got a very good athlete in their quarterback. He's a senior, bigger kid. But they're struggling to move the ball consistently. So it's going to be really important for us to come out early and let them know that we're here to mean business and get a win, and don't let them get any confidence going. I think we've played our level of competition, and who we played is going to be a benefit to us. And we've got to make them just early. We can't let them get any confidence going. We got to let them know that we're here for one thing, and that's win the ball game.
Do you prepare for both types of offenses since they run two different styles, or is it something that just get an overall game plan for one of them?
We have to prepare for both because we want our kids to be confident, know how to line up to either one as they come. Against Columbia City, when they were in the shotgun and pistol, it still had an option feel to it a little bit. So there'll be some similarities there. But for us to do our job as a coaching staff, we've got to make sure that our young men are prepared for all scenarios that come their way. So we will work against both styles and make sure we're in the right position.
All right. On defense, what are you going to see from them when they take the field on, I almost said the blue line, but we're not talking hockey here. When they get on defense here.
They are a 3-4 defense. But again, you know, with what we do with our offense, not for sure how they'll adjust and how they'll try to play that. So we've just got to be prepared the last 2 weeks. And I thought we would see kind of an odd front from Columbia City, even though they're a 4-3. For the physicalness of what Columbia City was. But we'll prepare for the odd. And then you've also got to go back and review and make sure our guys are good to go and understanding what to do and against an even front. But 3-4, they do have a lot of guys going both ways. And so that is something that we tried really hard to avoid in our program. So we've got to make sure that our conditioning and the hard work we put in since February pays off for us.
You talk about their players, a lot of them going both ways. Do you have a lot of players? How many players you have that go both ways consistently?
One and a half, sometimes even one. So right now, Devin Newcomb and Lawson Shearer, who are running backs, are also our corners, but we try to rest them on offense some. When we bring in Garrett Johnson, and Garrett will come in for Devin, and then Jackson Holzinger, who's our free safety, we'll come in and give Lawson a spell. But those are our two guys that are two-way players, and we just feel like it's an advantage to try to get as many guys on the field and keep them fresh as much as possible.
All right. Anything else we need to know about the game coming up Friday against Belmont?
No. I mean, we're looking forward to a great week of practice and another great week of hanging out with our young men and spending time and continuing to build our relationships even closer. You know, I guess I would say my hometown, I grew up probably 35, 40 minutes south of Decatur. And so if we had more time, I'd want to stop at the galley and do all you could eat fish in Decatur before the game. But then my body wouldn't react well to being full of food before a game. But, you know, it's another county or a conference game that we've got to get ready for and got to go out there and actually get our first conference win. So we're sitting 0-2 in the conference, and we're going to prepare and get ready and be 1-2 when we come back on that bus ride.
So just for our listeners and your host, where exactly is Belmont?
Belmont is in Decatur, Indiana, the south of Fort Wayne. And so if you head out of south of town here, I think it's 224, like you're heading to Markle, that'll take you most of the way and take you right on into Decatur.
All right. Well, if you're just joining us on the Bob Prescott Coaches Show, I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the coach, Bob Prescott. All right, so we've talked high school football. Let's take a look back at our picks this past weekend. I think we both picked Notre Dame. We knew that was coming. Didn't expect them to put up 66 like they did, but New Mexico was just outmatched in that game.
Yeah, and that sets them up well. I know they've got a big one this next week, and so looking forward to see how they do against Georgia.
You and me both. So, and then the Boilers, they were short their starting quarterback, Isaiah Sindelar, and a couple of other key players on defense, and came up way short against TCU. Any big surprise in that game?
No, I was just hoping that they would play better. I know that the Purdue fans are really excited about just the overall positiveness and moving forward, and that was a night game and the whole bit, and come up short like that, I'm sure, is disappointing for everyone.
All right, so let's talk about next week. Next Saturday, we have Notre Dame heading to Georgia. Last time they played, year before last, up at Notre Dame, it was a 19-17 game with the Georgia Bulldogs scoring late and forcing a late turnover against the Irish to hold on to win. So they call it between the hedges, if you will, this weekend. And so how do we see this matching up?
I just think the home field advantage is going to play a big part. Georgia had a tune-up game, I think, with either Arkansas State or Alabama State. So almost like a bye week for them. Got to go with the Bulldogs on this one.
Okay. Since I cover Notre Dame and I have to deal with them, I'm still going to pick the Irish. As far as I'm concerned,
I understand that.
The Irish are going undefeated this year.
I understand that completely.
Anything else, Coach, before we let you go for the week?
No, just, I can't emphasize enough how grateful and blessed I am to get a chance to work with our young men in this community. And I thought our crowd was outstanding Friday night, and our student body, which calls themselves the Pit, was outstanding. And they were there to the end and came out on the field with us afterwards. And just grateful for their support. And we're going to keep working at this, and there's still a lot of football to be played, and we're going to win some games this year.
Thanks a lot, Coach, and have a great week.
Well, thank you, and it's a great day to be a Viking.
You're listening to the Bob Prescott Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.